When she pulled up before Magister Illyrio, she said, "Tell Khal Drogo that he has given me the wind." The fat Pentashi stroked his yellow beard as he repeated the words in Dathraki, and Dany saw her new husband smile for the first time. The last sliver of sun vanished behind the high walls of Pentas to the west just then. Dany had lost all track of time. Khal Drogo commanded his blood riders to bring forth his own horse, a lean, red stallion. As the Khal was saddling the horse, Viserys slid close to Dany on her silver, dug his fingers into her leg, and said, "Please him, sweet sister, or I swear you will see the dragon wake as it has never woken before." The fear came back to her then, with her brother's words. She felt like a child once more, only 13 and all alone, not ready for what was about to happen to her. They rode out together as the stars came out, leaving the Khalasar and the grass palaces behind. Khal Drogo spoke no word to her, but drove his stallion at a hard trot through the gathering dusk. The tiny silver bells in his long braid rang softly as he rode. "I am the blood of the dragon," she whispered aloud as she followed, trying to keep her courage up. "I am the blood of the dragon. I am the blood of the dragon." The dragon was never afraid.